Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up with Kiefer Sutherland?
I know.
Arrested for allegedly assaulting his rideshare driver in Hollywood. Police responded to the call. He allegedly entered the vehicle, physically assaulted the driver, made criminal threats towards him. They say the driver didn't suffer any injuries that required medical attention, so maybe he just shoved him a little bit. I don't know. They got him and booked him around 4 a.m. on Monday. Some felony charges.
Whoa.
Released on $50,000 bond, scheduled to appear in court on February 2nd.
What? In the, so do
Why
we know,
is he so mad?
Do we know any of the backstory on this?
Have I got nothing.
Said anything?
Should,
I know.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Maybe he said, I don't know.
Who the hell are you?
Right, exactly. You done anything since The Lost Boys?
I know,
you?
Right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Your dad was so much better. Like, ooh, can you imagine?
24
like,
wasn't that good.
I know. Like, oh, could have done with 23.
Sounds like he's got some anger issues, though, doesn't it?
Apparently.
Man, oh, man.
Felony charges. That's insane.
That's going on. Dilbert creator Scott Adams sadly lost his battle with cancer. Dilbert ran up until 2023.
Yeah.
In the height of his popularity, appeared in more than 2,000 newspapers in 65 countries, 25 languages, estimated worldwide readership, that's fun to say, of more than 150 million people.
Wow.
Quite the cartoon. Quite the legacy. And multiple books, too. He was an author. He started dabbling in writing, and he said he was like surprisingly good at it. Did you read his final post? He wrote like a final letter to everybody.
Well,
I don't want to.
Yeah, because he got a little political,
ill
didn't he?
Of the like, dead. No. It was strange because he promoted his books.
Oh,
it was weird. I'll just say it was a little weird. It was like a final goodbye, and then he promoted his books within it. Like he's like still a salesman, still selling his stuff. And I was like, this is a little strange.
Huh? Whatever,
I don't have, you know, that much clout. I got nowhere to talk when, you know, when it comes to that. I don't got books that have sold millions of copies, so
I've
whatever.
Sold tens of copies.
Maybe I would do the same thing. I know somebody that would probably do the same thing.
Right?
Oh, Jimmy.
All right, so get this. The people from Avocados in Mexico... They put out a survey, and the survey was, how often do you double dip your chip into when you make guacamole?
It's so hard not to, right?
Know,
is that what
so
everybody
hard.
Said? Like, it's almost impossible.
80% of
okay,
Americans
good.
That were surveyed admitted to double dipping into their guacamole.
Yeah.
I mean, we basically made out with everybody.
Is that you kind of have to, though. Like,
you don't.
I mean...
But no, you don't.
You get
you
another
don't,
chip.
But
I mean, who are you, George Costanza?
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah.
Classic.
That's right.
Classic Costanza.
Well, and what would you frown upon somebody dipping, flipping the chip over, and then dipping again?
Oh, so
again?
But then you're putting the side that your fingers were touching into
but
the
I
dip.
But I mean, you could hold a little bit up. You can make sure that your fingers are not
so
holding
so you got your triangle.
Part.
You bite one
got
piece
your
of
triangle.
Triangle. That's off limits.
And then you
so you're flipping
the
chip
corner,
to dip.
The corner that your fingers were holding
yeah.
off limits. So you got that third corner that's yeah. probably fair game then.
You
dip
do.
That.
I think you're good.
But when you
dip
bite, you still got spittle that can come out and you know
well,
lay on the surface of the chip.
Involving science. I'm just like
involving spittle.
I'm just asking if it's okay to double dip if you rotate that chip.
I'm gonna say no. You got to go in for a fresh chip.
Oh, I do that.
Although a
I
lot
rotate.
Of people stand there and they heavy breathe over the chips.
You're right.
Too, so you're getting spittle all over there. Yeah. Heavy breathing.
Well, we got skin flakes item. Everywhere.
I know. The skin yeah. flakes, if we really want to get
are
down to it.
Are we all still alive? All I know is the only reason I talked about this subject is because of this.
So
that's
glad you did.
That's the only reason.
So good.
And one more thing for you. If you have some cash burning a hole in your pocket, the house that was featured on the beginning and like just shots throughout the series of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air up for grabs. It's that white mansion looking
yes.
thing.
Beautiful.
$30 million. So if you got a little cash money in your pocket you're looking to spend.
Bit
that's
out of
a
my
lot
price
of
range.
You could get it. That seems like a lot.
Is it actually in Bel Air?
Six bedrooms, 10,000 square feet. It was built in 1937. I think it's somewhere in Los Angeles. I don't know. It doesn't say in this story.
It's a beautiful house.
Brentwood. It's in Brentwood. Okay. That's where OJ lived.
Right? Yeah.
Brentwood.
I might stay in West Philadelphia for that. Like $30 million.
Yes!
I know you want some of that.
Life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
How it became a prince of
a town called
Bel Air.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Oh, iconic, right? All right. Rap. What you got, oh my Josh?
This is exciting. Bo Nix has decided to put on a youth football camp right here in Highlands Ranch. It's actually going to be held at Valor Christian High School May 16th. Starting the week of May 16th, and all boys and girls ages 6 to 16 can sign up. He is doing this with Flex Work Management. So if you go to Flex
Love Work them.
MGT on Instagram, Twitter, or find their socials anywhere else, Facebook as well, you can sign up now. So the spots are obviously going to be filling up fast.
Can I sign up?
What's that?
6 to 16.
6 to 16. You could be a coach.
I could pass.
Yeah.
I'm an
18th
year
senior. I'll
shave,
dye my hair. Hi, I'm here to learn about flea flickers.
Mr. Nix.
Mr. Nix.
You know who could sign up, though? Your son.
Yes.
That age.
Oh, yeah.
You totally could. I think it's cool. I love when I see prominent athletes, obviously like Bo Nix, quarterback of the Broncos, giving back to the community like this and also helping the youth. He is also going to be doing that alongside one of our coworkers here, Coach Sanford. So,
no way.
Yeah, he'll be doing that alongside him. So, a little KSC tie in there.
Is he a good guy?
Sanford?
Coach?
Yeah.
Mike, he's awesome.
You know Mike Sanford.
I do.
I don't
he
never
ran the
talk
raffle
to that guy.
For our Christmas party.
Katie, Jeremy left 40 minutes before
that. Oh,
that's
that
guy. No.
You did.
I know
you left.
I have no idea who that is.
He is a great. You love
is he
Mike.
A good guy?
You love Coach.
He's a great dude.
Right. He's a great. He's a good dude.
I'll
he's
go follow really cool. him on Instagram.
There you go. And sign Reed up for it. Yeah. There you go. Go Broncos.
Hey, we have an update on that contaminated gas. I kind of hate this. So now more than 400 complaints have been filed because of the gas that was filled with diesel instead of regular. And now we're finding out some of those people are getting settlement offers, and they stink. Like, this makes me really mad. So the one report we have saw one woman get an offer for just $550, and she does not want to take it. No, it's not. And that's the thing. It's not. So they're giving them this reimbursement, and then they're making them sign something that says they will not take any further action. And I hate that they're even trying to get people to sign these documents, because this woman specifically, she tried to start her car after she filled it. It has been stuck in her workplace parking lot since that day. She has not been able to move it. She doesn't have a car right now. And they came back with this offer and said, yeah, we'll give you $550. And they actually even said, that's enough to cover your deductible and a tank of gas. So take it or leave it.
That's
and
not cool.
It's not cool at all. And her
but that's
insurance
what they
company,
do. They try to get by as cheap as possible.
It frustrates me. Like, so that's the thing is she reached out to her insurance company and they're like, hey, you know, we will cover this deductible for you and we'll take care of the rest. Like, we'll make sure this is good. But you need to expect your premium to go up if we cover this deductible. So, and they said, like,
just for getting gas.
Just for getting gas. I mean, so this woman, when you think about that, she's going to be paying even more throughout the year because of her insurance premium increasing. So I just
hate time to go shop for new insurance.
These poor people, but that's all insurance companies. Like, these poor people dealing
with something. Get a broker. I know, I get it, but get a broker then and move on. Go to somebody else.
No, you need to feel sorry for these people who did absolutely nothing wrong.
I do. And if they're getting screwed by their insurance, go shop for better insurance.
But all insurance companies are doing this. This is what insurance companies do. And I just, again, I feel bad for all of these people, and it shouldn't be coming down to the insurance company. This gas company that made all this happen
needs why aren't
to be
they
reaching
paying?
Out to these 400 people and taking care of them. Like, that's what I think needs to happen.
Agreed.
Anyway, I'm going to climb off this soapbox and take a few breaths. Let's talk about what happened in
it's
Telluride.
Time to go electric, so you don't have to worry about this.
No, exactly. Let's talk about what happened in Telluride yesterday afternoon. A plane skid off the runway like 300 feet. They were coming in for a landing, and what they say is a strong crosswind gusted right after the plane was landing. Blew it off the runway. Three people were on board. Nobody was hurt, though.
That's, so that's total opposite of what I heard, but that's all right.
What did you hear?
A butter truck crashed on the runway. Right before the plane landed?
Oh, a butter truck.
You're so bad. That's not what happened.
I love that you were looking at me like...
She was like, what
she
happened?
She was giving me that look.
You
a butter
know
truck?
I believe what you say.
Yeah, a butter like, truck crashed why? On the runway right before the plane landed.
Jeremy.
You had such big eyes.
I
you
did.
Were like,
it was like
what?
A butter truck. Because I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yeah, I was reading, but no big deal.
Oh, my goodness.
We're getting our news from different places.
Right back here in the metro area, the truck got that hit by the light rail. Did you see that one?
Oh, no.
What? Okay, so the initial investigation found the truck driver drove over the tracks using the wrong side of the road while crossing. The crossing arms were down while they did it. So that resulted in the train hitting the truck. There was 50 people on the train when this happened, and one passenger was reportedly taken to a hospital for treatment. As far as I know, they haven't found the driver of that truck yet, so they're still looking
for
that truck. They didn't catch him at the time, and as
was
of
a license plate left behind?
I know, like they can't find him, so they're still looking for the driver of that truck who was hit by the train. So that's a crazy. Did you see the video of it? By the way,
I did. It's just it's like he's just a jackass.
Totally,
it's a total jackass.
Flips the back of the truck.
The arms were down, and
they
he still went across, it's and like, he got hit.
Yeah,
and then he was like, "What did I do?" and bolted.
Yeah, a split second earlier, and he would not be here to tell that tale.
Yeah.
So he was very, very, very lucky. And then, hey, I found this story about the Michelin Guide and how they have released its list of best sandwiches in North America.
The top Sammy?
Top sandwich in North America. And looks like a restaurant in Denver made the list here. La Diabla. Their Pambazo de Carnitas is a sandwich that apparently is one of the best in the country. You need to make it.
I don't know. Have you ever had
La
a cold
Diabla
cut combo from Subway?
I mean, that hits. That hits when the craving comes, right? But this one, it's carnitas, but the way
didn't
that
you date
they
a guy there?
I dated the guy who
we're just
going to
gloss over that?
I know.
Like, you're like, I don't care about this. You dated the guy there.
I did. I went on one date, and then we actually talked a little bit after. It's when I went to New York earlier last year, because I went to New York, I came back, I told him I was back in town, and then we never talked again. But I did date the owner, Jose Avila, of this La Diabla.
Good guy, though.
Went on a couple dates. Wow. He was a nice guy.
Shout out names.
Hell of a chef.
Nice guy. Well, yeah.
Jose, call her if you're still single.
Sorry that we're talking about you, Jose.
You can search
I
the
said
Mexican
he was a great
restaurant.
Guy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, he's got some really good food. Like, Michelin Guide recognized him, so
should have married him when you had the chance.
Why'd you ruin it, Katie?
I don't know. I didn't try
what did you
to
do?
Ruin that one.
Oh, no closure?
I didn't try and ruin that one. Again,
did you get ghosted?
We just didn't
all right, let's
talk.
Move on.
I know. Try that sandwich, though. Hey. Tell him Katie said hi.